Jumana Fauzi.
My husband allows me to say only death to America.
The weather with Sunny Alibaba.
This weekend, the weather's going to be hot, hot, hot. I'll give you tips on staying cool. Here's one of them. Death to America.
Berhan Amir with sports.
I'll have the results of the soccer finals between the Mashhad Scorpions and the Tabriz Sunweevils. Plus, death to President Bush.
Yazid Al-Farouk with entertainment news.
Come with me as I go behind the scenes on Lemony Snicket with rubber-faced funny man Jim Carrey. And death to Jim Carrey.
And now, Abdul Karim Aziz.
Good evening, and death to America. Our top story tonight. A Hamadan man lost control of his Passat and slammed into a herd of goats. We go now to Muammar Manir at the scene. Death to America.
Yes, thank you, Abdul. Death to America. I'm here with Ubay Shihab, who witnessed the accident. Miss Shihab, tell everyone what you saw, and death to America.
Death to America. I was standing over by the store with my friend, just saying to him, death to America, when this car came flying out of nowhere and then slammed into the goats. And that's it. Death to America. Oh, is it possible to say death to America to my mother and sister at home? Hello, Gani. Hello, Jasmine. Death to America.
Yes, thank you, Muma. And death to America. Jumana.
Please forgive. My husband allows me only to say death to America.
Oh, you know, that reminds me, I only allow my wife, Mary Pat, to say death to America. Yeah. And yesterday we were at this party, you see, right? And somebody asked her where the bathroom was.
No.
And she could only say, death to America.
Death to America.
Oh, that's enough now.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
And now with sports, Berhan Amir. Berhan.
Today was the opening day of the Death to America Cup. Though everyone was at the top of their game, it was the Death to America cheerleaders who stole the show with their decadent display of hot Western sexuality. Back to you, Abdul. Death to the cheerleaders.
Yes, thank you very much.
Death to America.
And now hold on to your towels, because it's time for that crazy entertainment reporter, Yazid Al-Farouk.
All Americans are murderers, and one of them is a thief. And his name is Matt LeBlanc.
Here it is. Heart.
It's Joe on Must See TV Thursdays. Death to America! Except for Joey.
Oh boy, that Matt LeBlanc has impeccable timing.
Impeccable.
It's very good, yes.
Death to America.
And now with another Death to America editorial, our station manager, Marak Al-Fadl.
Do you ever wonder why we always say death to America? I do. Do we really mean death to all the Americas? Death to South America? Death to America, the band from the 1970s? Perhaps I'm dating myself. When we say death to America, don't we really mean death to the United States? Or the U.S. for short? Sure we do. So next time, let's say what we mean and say death to the United States. That's my opinion. What's yours? Email me at deathtoamerica.org.
The Death to America views in this editorial are not the views of this station. Oh, goodness. Wait a minute. Yes, they are. From all of us here at the Al Jazeera Action News team, good night and death to America.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Thank Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard, Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A Grady woman in Montgomery County is behind bars after authorities say her 2-year-old daughter tested positive for meth. Leslie Kraft is charged with chemical endangerment of a child. Voting in Montgomery County could be easier. Officials say they will be using a new system that should get voters in and out of the polling booth a lot quicker on November 6th. Volunteers will now just scan voters' ID at the site rather than manually entering the information. Friday night's Mega Millions estimated grand prize is now $1 billion, continuing a trend of giant jackpots. It's currently the second largest lottery prize in the U.S. and joins five other top 10 drawings in the last 3 years. The monster jackpots are the result of changes in recent years made by lottery officials to lessen the chances of winning the grand prize. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead over the weekend. Look for a sun and cloud mix today with more clouds than sun, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, by the afternoon and evening hours ahead of that strong cold front with a high around 78. Then cloudy Saturday night, clearing late with the overnight low temperature falling to about 50 by Sunday morning. Then on Sunday, breezy, cooler with a high around 67, mid-40s by dawn on Monday morning. It's the coolest air of the season so far. Monday's a great day with a high around 71, plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Oh, welcome to Happy Hour. For those who are just tuning in, Greg Budell is out sick.
Ah, oh no, I know you hate that. But I need a little pick-me-up, because the news made me sad as well. Give me a little help here, nature boy.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing diamond ring wearing kiss stealing wheeling dealing limousine riding jet flying son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Okay, that gets me going a little bit. I know it's been a long week. Hell, I know it's been a long year. It's been a long life. Especially when you let politics get to you, when you become a political animal, a political junkie, and you're constantly consuming what's going on in the news. And yes, there's a lot going on. But on a Friday afternoon, as you're just getting off work, as you're just pulling into the weekend, do you really want to hear more of this shaving cream? No. I think we all want to have a little fun here. And speaking of shaving cream, as requested, 272-9228.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Or keen, not clean. Stick your heads out the windows, folks, and sing along.
An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my
kit.
I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are much better on 65 north and southbound and on 85 inside the perimeter. Once you get out onto 85 northbound out towards Chantilly Parkway between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, you're going to find some heavy traffic backing up there. Don't see anything out on the Haunted Highway just yet. That's a good thing always. The 31s look really good. The Boulevard a little bit slow on the East Boulevard right around I-85 and maybe down on South Boulevard around Troy Highway. Everything else looking pretty decent. Where can you shop where there's something for everyone? Festival Plaza. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Theaters, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, and it's another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This is an old expression. People say this. They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It's a bananas insulting expression to an entire gender. You know what that expression means? It means, why would you marry a woman if she's already having sex with you? Which has nothing to do with what relationships are even like anymore. Now it's like, why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're gonna buy it, and you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are. And the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Luke Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Luke Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Luke Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyluchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Gone are the days of consistently having your carpets cleaned. That means no more pet stains and no more messes. Mohawk's Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet is the easiest carpet to clean on the planet. That's why Prattville Carpeting is offering the All Pet Protection and Warranty Plan that covers all pet stains and odors for the life of the carpet. It also provides that soft, natural feel you're looking for. Just stop by or call for more details. Head to your hometown flooring headquarters at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Copps Ford Road.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Got to work late because my alarm was busted. The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted because it's one of those days. Find my wallet and my hair is on fire. Just one of those days. It's just one of those days.
tree. A big swarm of locusts is following me. There's not even anything good on TV. It's just one of those days. It's just one of those days. Left all my Beatles records out in the sun. Got a Coke bottle stuck on the end of my tongue. It's just one of those days. Gonna be one of those days. The Nazis tied me up and covered me with ants. And I spilled toxic waste.
It's all Request Friday here on Happy Hour. Joey Clark filling in for Greg Budell. Be sure to go check out the Duncan and Son Predictathon on Greg's page.
The FBI has got a tap on my phone. Those darn Russian spies won't leave me alone.
Nope.
Shouldn't have got up this morning. Should have known it's just one of those days. It's just one of those days. A 747 crashed into my den. And there's nothing but tater tots for dinner again. It's just one of those days.
And if you'd like to request something on this Friday, one of those days, 272-9228.
For my mom, and I cut myself shaving, and they're dropping the bomb. It's just one of those days.
272-9228.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are much better on 65 north and southbound and on 85 inside the perimeter. Once you get out onto 85 northbound out towards Chantilly Parkway between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, you're going to find some heavy traffic backing up there. Don't see anything out on the Haunted Highway just yet. That's a good thing always. The 31s look really good. The Boulevard a little bit slow on the East Boulevard right around I-85 and maybe down on South Boulevard around Troy Highway. Everything else looking pretty decent. Where can you shop where there's something for everyone? Festival Plaza. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Theaters, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, and it's another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Joey.
Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. Coming up, we have Haywood Banks, One I Love, as well as Toast, both requested. And we also have Sue on the phone. Hey, Sue, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm not, like, I'm not bad. I'm not fantastic, but I'm cruising into the weekend in a somewhat mellow mood. I'm a little worked up, but right now I haven't worked myself into a frenzy. I'm feeling good.
Well, I'm pretty pumped because I've got tickets to see Toto tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, hold the line.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
On time.
I went to visit my mom in Gulf Shores this week, and I went yesterday and got lottery tickets. I got one for Powerball and one for Mega Millions.
Hell yeah.
And there was a line.
Oh, I believe it. There, people all over the country, especially because Mega Millions just hit a billion. Big deal. My roommates did the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't have to go very far when I'm down there because it's just at Floribama, you
right.
know.
Right.
And so, you know, I only ever buy, like, one ticket. I think it's smarter to get a group, but then you have to argue over it also. If you have other people playing with you, you know. But I don't know what I would do first. I don't know.
Well, and excuse me real quick, Sue, because I've been thinking about what I would do, but there's like one of these freaky-looking leaf bugs on my phone right now.
I saw that.
No,
that
like,
was
what is,
awesome.
No, it's like really, right here in front of me in the studio. What the hell
it's
is this
living.
Thing? What is this thing?
Somebody had a picture of it on Facebook, and it was so neat. It looked just like a leaf, but it was a bug.
No, there's like, it's a stink bug. Like, there's one right here in front of me. It's crawling all over the phone right in front of me as you're talking. It's freaking me out. Like, it's probably not going to hurt me, but there's something
no.
instinctual, like, deep in the evolutionary minds. It's like,
well, it
I
has
hate
the ultimate
thing.
Camo.
Like, it's, now it's pointing its butt at me. No! Don't you dare spray me. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you turn around when I'm talking to you. Yeah, okay, walk this way. Yeah, I'm talking about you. If you bite me or you sting me on the air, I swear to God, I'm putting you down.
Absolutely.
So not you, Sue, the bug.
No, I understand.
But, yeah, I would probably do sensible things if I won, like,
I don't think I would
dollars.
Go crazy. I think I would have a house at the beach, one in the mountains, and then try to do something to help humanity.
Yeah. Okay, come on to the napkin, Mr. Bug. All right. All right, now I'm going to fold you gently. I'm going to put you in here.
Tossing out the door?
Yeah, okay. There you go, Mr. Bug. Yeah, it freaked me out. But yeah, I would, I'll admit, Sue, I'm a single guy who's about to be 30. I would have
yeah.
some, I would probably go to Vegas and have a lot of fun. In many ways. But I would also, you know, put a lot aside for charity, put a lot aside for investments, and live off of, you know.
Comfortably.
Yeah. I mean.
Quietly and comfortably.
Money doesn't necessarily make you happy, but it can help a hell of a lot.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend in high school that used to say, it doesn't buy you happiness, but at least you can choose your own misery.
Ooh.
And I thought that was pretty good.
That is pretty deep. I guess you had to kick him to the curb, though.
We kicked each other to the curb. But
oh, nice. A mutual breakup.
It was a college, high school thing, so.
Yeah, they grow apart. Things, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pry too much. I appreciate the call, Sue. Really
okay,
do.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Let's see who else is on the phone. 272-9228. New Sock, you're on the air.
Death to the medical, except for Joey.
Oh, hello, Crawdad.
I love that.
Yeah, good stuff.
This insect that you found.
Yeah.
There is a bug that is around here that some people mistake for one of the squash bugs or, like you said, stink bug. It's a close relative as far as bug family members.
Yeah.
But it's called a kissing bug. And they suck blood. They bite, they suck blood, and they can transmit Chagas disease, too. So you want to make sure
No. Don't you dare do this. I typed in stink bug to Google, and I just typed in kissing bug. What I just put in the trash, I didn't kill them because I didn't want it to smell too bad, but I folded them up in a napkin and put them in a cup. It's a stink bug.
Okay.
Like, I'm looking at the kissing bug, and they act, no. No, I do not want any blood-sucking insects up here.
I had one of those get me. It took 4 days to heal.
Good Lord.
Yep, it took 4 days.
Wait. Oh, no. No! No, could it actually look like that? Oh, Lord, it does look like a kissing bug. Oh! No. You're freaking me out, man. Now I gotta, like, throw this thing out the door.
Death to stink bug.
Yeah, death to...
Yeah.
Thank you for the information. Now I'm freaking out.
I've got a thing. I've been bitten twice by a brown recluse, so...
Good
I'm
Lord.
A I hate all spiders. I don't like stink bugs, squash beetles, anything that eats my vegetables. I don't like them. Bees I'm cool with.
Depends on the type of bee.
I can deal with bees.
Depends on the type of bee. At my old place I was living at, I had a war with some wasps, man. And cockroaches.
Were they ground wasp or paper wasp?
What's the difference?
Paper wasp makes this actually a huge, most interesting looking thing you've ever seen.
I think it was a paper wasp. But here's what it was, is my attic wasn't secured from the outside, the attic above my bedroom. So I was having bugs coming in left and right, and one day I get up there and there's a huge yellow jacket just right in the, like, hovering near my light fixture, and I didn't want to spray my room to death, so I took a towel, I wrapped it up, and I got that sucker. I hit him in midair, stomped him, and then every night I had to kill like 2 or 3 cockroaches. It was terrible. Well, it was the last month I was there, though, so I didn't feel the need to really deal with it that much, but good Lord. Really put a hurt on my love life too.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you don't want to be making love in a room infested by cockroaches, or stink bugs, or even love bugs. Ironically, those suckers are annoying. I'm glad they're gone, or they've had their season.
They're sneaky little suckers. You don't feel them when they bite you either.
Wait, love bugs bite?
Yes, that's the whole point. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The kissing bug. Yeah, the kissing.
He better stay inside.
Love bugs, they just like to hang out on the grill of your car, you know.
All right.
Listen, I was toss up between whether I want to hear Germany or if I would rather hear Shaving Cream, which I already played Shaving Cream, so I guess could you play Germany for me?
Norm talking about Germany?
Yeah, that is hilarious.
Okay, I'll get that on. I think I can make that happen.
Joey, tell me something. Down at Sweet Creek, I know you know a good bit about Sweet Creek, right?
Yeah.
Do they have canned fruits and vegetables in there?
I believe they have some. Sure.
I need to ride down there and check it out. A friend of mine and I were talking about pickle watermelon rind, and she had never heard of such a thing.
I don't know if they have that, but they might.
Gotta go try that out. Watch out for those kissing bugs, man.
Yeah, thanks for the update. Oh, no, it got out of the cup! No, you get back in that... I got to deal with this. I'm going to put on German.
Hey, we'll
Thank you for the call, Crawdad. Folks, this is an infestation. An infestation. I was just telling Sue that I was doing well. Now I got to freaking deal with insects. We'll be right back. Here's Norm MacDonald.
Country that worries me, though, not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany.
How do I kill them?
I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. Never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. They have that guy, Schrankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
This is Ritterbuttle, and I enjoy Mexican food. We had tried a bunch of places locally, one of which recently closed, and they were okay, but we left all of them thinking, well, there's no real urgent reason to come back here because it wasn't that special. Then we found a place called El Jalisco under new management. That management, by the way, is headed by Monica, and you must when you go to El Jalisco, whether it's for 99 cent Taco Tuesday or for a $3 margarita after work during happy hour, you must ask to see her enormous dimples. They're very impressive. You're going to love this restaurant. Homemade recipes, great Mexican food, flavorful, generous portions, and a staff that is eager to make your experience there the most pleasant one possible. The El Jalisco menu includes all your Mexican favorites. Full bar, by the way, too. So go with your friends. Eat. You'll leave with a full belly, and your wallet will not be empty because their prices are incredibly reasonable. That's El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway, right across from Krispy Kreme.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Voting in Montgomery County could be easier. Officials say they will be using a new system that should get voters in and out of the polling booth a lot quicker on November 6th. Volunteers will now just scan voters' ID at the site rather than manually entering the information. A Grady woman in Montgomery County is behind bars after authorities say her 2-year-old daughter tested positive for meth. Leslie Kraft is charged with chemical endangerment of a child. Friday night's Mega Millions estimated grand prize is now $1 billion, continuing a trend of giant jackpots. It's currently the second largest lottery prize in the U.S. and joins five other top 10 drawings in the last 3 years. The monster jackpots are the result of changes in recent years made by lottery officials to lessen the chances of winning the grand prize. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead over the weekend. Look for a sun and cloud mix today with more clouds than sun, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, by the afternoon and evening hours ahead of that strong cold front with a high around 78. Then a cloudy Saturday night, clearing late with the overnight low temperature falling to about 50 by Sunday morning. Then on Sunday, breezy, cooler with a high around 67, mid-40s by dawn on Monday morning. It's the coolest air of the season so far. Monday's a great day with a high around 71, plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Self-help books. Why do so many people need help? Life is not that complicated. You get up, you go to work, you eat three meals, you take one good shit, and you go back to bed. And the part I really don't understand, if you're looking for self-help, why would you read a book written by somebody else? That's not self-help, that's help. There's no such thing as self-help. If you did it yourself, you didn't need help. You did it yourself. Try to pay attention to the language we've all agreed on.
Gotta love Carlin. Okay, folks, I'm going to go dispose of whatever the hell type. I think it's a stink bug. Got it wrapped up. I'm not trying to crush it because I don't want the studio to smell the high heaven already more than it does.
Damn bugs.
We spray around here. But anyway, coming up, we have the one I love, as requested by Gene. We also are going to have some yoga pants in honor of the gentleman joining me tonight on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, 6 to 7 this evening, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Southern Wood. He loves yoga pants. I think he's even worn a pair. Oh, and folks out there listening, if you haven't given it a chance, and I know you can't always listen 6 to 7 at night, go on to iTunes and subscribe on Apple Podcast, iTunes, to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Just type that in, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, hit subscribe, and every night your phone will send you a notification that I've posted the show. You'll be able to listen commercial free for the most part, do whatever I did, any hijinks, any fun, any serious points I'm making that evening. So again, just search for the Joey Clark Radio Hour on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Hit subscribe. And if you really love the show, give me a review. Give me a starred review. Even write out a little bit of a review. Thank you so much, folks.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little psycholops. She's the one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking, 'cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, 'cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it says a Sprint or William Tell. Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Pop-Pop Punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one I, she's the one I, love. She's the one I, she's the one I, love. She's the one I, she's the one I, love.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Summer may have officially ended, but you never know it by the temperature outside, which means your AC unit has had a very long, difficult, and very stressful summer. Time now to call Clark's at 277-2125 and get yourself a membership. Get those two annual tune-ups. They're important. When I got a $500 electric bill, about $100 higher than the previous year, I knew something was wrong, so I asked Clark's to come out and see if it was something going on in the AC unit. Sure enough, there was a sludgy substance or something near the filter that had developed, causing the system to work hard. They fixed it, and the next month the bill dropped by $80. That's what I mean. When you invest $159 for the protection of the best, you're going to make that money back on savings. Plus, you get the value of two annual tune-ups. Now, the weather will eventually get colder. You'll want Clark's out to make sure your heating system is in order so your house doesn't smell like burnt belly button lint when you use it for the first time. And let's not forget, they hire the best plumbers in the business as well. Rapid response with your Clark's Club membership. Call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Hey folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
It has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This Honda is very compact and lightweight. It weighs less than 29 pounds, and yet the best part is, listen to this, Larry.
You're not going to crank that thing in here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. It's so quiet, and it cranked on the first pull. Amazing. Leave it to Honda.
Larry, Honda's super quiet generators range from 1,000 to 6,500 watts. Now, this compact 2,000-watt model like I have here is perfect for tailgating.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You got it. Tailgating, absolutely. And the 3,000-watt model is number one for folks with RVs and trailers. And when the electricity goes out at home, the 6,500-watt model is perfect for home standby power.
Well, I want one. Folks, you go see these amazing compact, super quiet Honda generators at CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Terry Hill Road in Montgomery.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. And joining me now, he doesn't usually call on Fridays, but the last few weeks deserve some Friday calls. Mr. Right on the Money, Brent McDonald with McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Joey, man, I'm doing great. Well, just landed about an hour and a half ago and trying to get my feet on the ground now, so to speak. But, yeah, it was a great trip, man. It was really something else. I spent some phenomenal time with some really, really smart people, very bright people. And, you know, yesterday I had promised Greg that I would call in and talk about my tour of the Flagler Museum today, which was really, really pretty cool. I mean, he's not kidding. Greg was not kidding. This guy was something else. He really was.
Right.
You know, the way that he opened up South Florida. I'll tell you something interesting, too. You know, last night, as the event was winding down and we just finished dinner, we're sitting there in the main dining room there at the Breakers in Palm Beach. And lo and behold, who is sitting at a table, like, well, maybe two tables right next to us? Sean Hannity.
What?
Yeah, Sean Hannity. And I didn't realize it. So, you know Austin. Austin
yeah.
was with me on the trip, and because Austin works for us, you know, and it was a business trip. And he says to me, he says, "Hey, Brand, I think that's Sean Hannity." And I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." And so, sure enough, what does Austin do? He gets up and goes straight over there and starts talking to him. But he was really nice. He spent 15 minutes, you know, really very engaging. He had just wrapped up an interview with Rush Limbaugh in a room right next to where we were. And they taped it, you know, because Rush lives down there. And they taped that show, and then it went live, or not live, but they put it on the air while we were talking to Sean. So that was pretty interesting.
That is awesome. It's cool to see those folks outside of, like, the TV studio. What? They're real people.
Yeah. No, he was a super nice guy, super nice. And as I said, very engaging. Kind of a nice way to wrap up the week.
I personally have a connection to him a few degrees removed. I believe his current wife, his only wife, Jill, she was my mother's best friend in high school here at Jeff Davis. So he was at one of the Jeff Davis reunions, I think the 20th.
How about that?
So, and they kind of lost touch. I mean, as my mom was getting sick, Jill reached out a little bit. It was very sweet of her. But, yeah, it's weird how small the world is. And I also, folks, I've been talking all day about this lottery thing, how the Mega Millions is up to a $1 billion jackpot. So if there are any people who have bought tickets and you might win tonight, you need to manage your money, call Brant and the team, 387-0094.
We would greatly appreciate that. I think that would almost double our assets under management. So we would really welcome that call. There's no doubt about it.
Well, because half the time it's a curse. If you that amount of money, like, you just give it to other people to manage. Keep it out of your own hands. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Put it under lock and key. Yeah. But it's...
I know it.
So the museum was great. The trip was great.
The museum was great. The whole thing was great. And it was good to, you know, be able to hang out with like-minded people, conservatives, people who were very well-grounded. In the way that they think about the world in terms of philosophy and their study of economics and portfolio management and all of those things that we talk about every day. It's always nice to be able to get away and talk with people like, you know, that are in our industry, particularly those who are the real movers and shakers. This was a very large organization, a nationally known organization the CEO was there, their chief financial officer, their chief investment strategist, chief economist, all of the people up and down. And so being able to have one-on-one conversations and really take a deep, deep dive on some of the more complex concerns and topics of discussion that are going around in the news today, that was refreshing and sort of, you know, helps you because you leave feeling a little bit more emboldened, you know, if you will, in your thinking and your outlook and the way that we're strategizing. So it was a great trip. When I landed in Montgomery, it took us about 40 minutes to get our bags. And so I'm sitting there, and it was interesting, a couple of things, and then I'll let you go, but because I'm sure no one really cares about my travel. But
I like the Montgomery Airport.
Well, 40 minutes we sat there waiting to get our bags.
What?
But then I realized what the problem was. problem was is that the Auburn football team was flying out of there, and they and the whole airport was saddled with trying to move stuff onto that plane.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting there thinking, okay, great. Here's Auburn letting me down once again. You know, the season's been so bad.
Oh, it's been. But don't it get was, me but, started. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for real. But it wasn't that bad. Do you remember, what's that guy's name? Michael, is it Michael Lewis? Or not the guy that wrote the book. But anyway, he was the, he, I'll tell you, if, have you ever seen The Police Academy?
Yeah.
That movie?
Yeah.
The funny old, it's been out for
Yeah, there's actually a thing called Gump CityCon going on in Montgomery this weekend.
That's
Michael Winslow?
Michael Winslow, there you go. Okay, that's who it was. I couldn't think of his name, and I kept looking over, and I'm thinking, I know this guy. I know who this is. And then I looked to Austin, and I said, man, I swear I think that's the guy that was in the movie Police Academy that makes the funny noises with his mouth.
Yeah, it is.
And sure enough, that's who it was. We took a picture, and we chatted and did all that. It was a lot of fun. He was cracking me up, and he's in town for the Gump Con or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Gump City Con. I'm kind of excited because Kevin Nash, the pretty well-known famous wrestler, the legend cell, he's in town. There's a few big names in town for this convention, a little conference.
Yeah.
So it should be a lot of fun. Well, I'm glad everything went smoothly, despite the Auburn football team taking up everybody's time.
I know it. Well, they better get a W for doing it, I can tell you that.
Exactly. Well, Brent, I appreciate you calling. I'll tell Greg you called and be in touch on Monday. He should be feeling better by then.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, Brent McDonald. If you're interested, if you win the Mega Millions jackpot, the Powerball jackpot, give Brent and his team a call, 387-0094. We got to hit traffic real quick, then we're coming back with all the bits and the hits on this all-request Happy Hour Friday.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Folks in a hurry to get home this evening, causing some problems. 3000 Moorcraft Drive, there's an accident there. 85 North at Perry Hill. 85 North at Mulberry, there's a disabled vehicle there. There's an accident on Airbase in front of the fire station. And on the 3000 block of East Boulevard, there's an accident with injury. So keep those in mind. Be safe in all those locations. Don't settle for less. Get the best at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. You'll get great savings and find a great selection of vehicles. Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.